It required one behavior change, which we thought wasn't that big a deal. And that was basically when you carried multiple clubs, you got to carry multi-dev. And us being a data and data tracking company, we're tracking every single user, how people are using it, what issues they're running into. And we realized was there's a correlation between if you're over 50, it becomes very hard for you to change your habits around how you carry clubs upside down. And the reason you had to carry clubs upside down was if they're pointed downwards, they were in a wake state, and if they hit each other, you'd sometimes get a false hit. I'm talking about when people take out, let's say, multiple clubs, like they're going around, so they pull a couple of clubs out of the green, or out of the golf bag, and are going to the green to chip. They don't know which wedge they're going to use, so they take multiple clubs. And in the golf bag, that's totally fine. It's when you pull them out and are pulling multiple clubs out and carrying them, and that's when the issues happen. So we started looking at, I mean, basically, that was one learning. The second was the size of the sensors. Even though it literally we did all these tests, it had no impact on the golf shot. The perception was like, hey, this is going to throw my golf swing off. It's still too big. And so I would say those were two key insights that were like, okay, got to make it more accurate, got to make it smaller. And to make it more accurate, I mean, we basically went back to the drawing board. One of the things we realized was, you know, maybe we're the technology we're using, Bluetooth Low Energy, was a little too powerful for what we needed. We didn't really need that. And so if we were to basically use a different kind of technology, which we actually created literally ourselves, our own communication, lightweight communication protocol, to exactly fulfill our needs, we're able to make the sensor smaller, but also have it communicate exactly the messages that we wanted. So, for example, we can now communicate when two sensors are being carried, or two clubs are being carried at the same time in what we call an awake state. Now we have a worldview of exactly what's happening. So you don't really hit a golf shot with two clubs at the same time.